When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
It's our party. We can do what we want. It's our party. Yay! We can say what we want. It's our party. We can love who we want. We can do what we want. We can do what we want. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. We can't stop.
We won't stop.
Don't you know it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bout that life?
I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah.
It's Miley time, bitch.
It's Miley in this house.
We are talking about Miley Cyrus. We're talking about bangers. We're doing a retrospective. It's been 10 years since bangers came out. Wow. We're doing a retrospective on her career. But Miley, look, the year was 2013.
Oof,
rent was due. And Miley said, I'm going to change the world.
God damn. She said, I'm going to change myself, my image. I'm going to change y'all's ears. I'm going to change y'all forever. She gave us bangers. Deluxe.
Put a deluxe on it.
We put a deluxe on it.
You put a deluxe on it.
Deluxe, son.
Also, I love how you just tried to casually say, we're doing Miley. Like, fuck you. Give me a... Put some goddamn
respect.
We're
doing Miley motherfucking Cyrus.
We are doing the queen, the god, the rock, the rockabilly, the pop, the she once was at one point rap. Now we're going full deluxe. we're at flowers. Yeah. She is fucking Miley Cyrus. Are you kidding me?
This bangers is such a, it is a defining turning point in her career, obviously. This is when she said, I'm not a Disney kid anymore. Actually,
I'm doing drugs.
Actually, I do drugs. Actually, I twerk now.
I have sex.
Actually, I'm going to appropriate black culture and run with it for a couple years, and then I'm going to go back.
Discard it.
Oh, my God.
I would just like to point out the fact that Garrick on the way here asked in the group chat, and I quote, is Bangers an applauded album? Question mark. Let me just give you just to remind the people at home, which I realized re-listening to this album, there was so many I didn't know existed.
Okay. It is, I would say Miley has yet to give us a no skips album.
Yeah.
And I say that as someone who really loves Miley Cyrus.
But just to remind your ears, on this album, on Bangers, we have Adore You, We Can't Stop, 4x4 featuring Nelly, Wrecking Ball, Do My Thing, On My Own. I mean, this...
You made up at least three of those songs.
Absolutely not. But the ones that I didn't remember that I was happy to rehear, we had SMS featuring Miss Britney Spears themselves, My Darlin' featuring Future, Love Money Party featuring Big Sean, and FU featuring French Montana. Who did she have on this album?
This was, okay, I remember being in college when Party in the USA came out, which was prior to this album, and it was just like, it began as tongue-in-cheek, where we were all like, oh my god, like, Miley, right? But then there was this turning point where we all realized, like, hey, I can't pretend this is ironic anymore. This song, this song is just great.
This shit rips.
And it rips. And Party in the USA became, like, it is one of the truly lasting songs of the 2000s. And then bangers came. Oof. And it, you know, Wrecking Ball is appropriate because her swinging on that thing.
Oh my God.
It was a pop culture moment in a way that I'm trying to think of, like, a modern corollary of the last, like, couple years. Mm-hmm. Has anyone dropped an image, a music video, a moment that is as, like, whoa, earth-shaking as Miley with the cut short hair, right? in her underoos, in a tank top, former Disney star. Oof. You can see her nippies piercing through that thing.
You got a sledgehammer, baby.
Licking that thing.
Okay.
And you know what it is? It's name a more karaoke screamable chorus that every single person in the room is screaming it when it drops.
Oh, the Wrecking?
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I can't think of one that has been like that.
Yeah, because there's like a build up to that one line. There's like a pause and you're just like, let's wait for it. Everybody's looking around.
I can't, and like, I don't care where you're from, what kind of music you listen to, you're screaming that chorus. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
There was something untouchable of that song that was so raw and dark and also came from such a place of pain. But boy, it brings a lot of fun to people.
I don't think that we remember as a society how shook everyone was by her cutting her hair.
That pixie cut, baby.
That was like a big...
So I'm coming in to... I mean, this album, Miley Cyrus as a whole, like I feel like as an outsider, where I didn't know... Like, I mean, I know about Miley Cyrus in general, and... I know about like her being on Disney Channel in this transitionary period, but
you weren't a white college girl like me and Kelsey.
I was not a white college girl. Not
like well, three times college drop Alice.
I hadn't heard this album. I knew about Wrecking Ball, but I didn't listen to the whole thing. At all. I didn't know which one this was. I thought this was like one of her later ones.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, cool. Miley Cyrus has a new album.
Wow.
And you saying 10 years ago, I'm like, oh God, it just made me a little depressed, but I'm sorry. Please continue.
And how was it as a first timey?
I didn't like this one at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, as I was revisiting it, it was an album of highs and an album of
forgotten.
I space out.
Yes. I said, all the collabs, like,
yeah.
I kind of think she should have just. She could have halved these songs and had the best album of all time.
So this is, I really don't want to take it to this place if I'm being completely honest. But I do feel like this is like her first foyer into like black culture as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
And you can feel it. Every time she's on, like it just sounds like her being a white woman singing on a trap beat, and you're like, okay, but yeah, you're not hitting, you're not even in the right.
You're not doing what
this needs to be.
Yeah.
You're not even hitting the right grooves that this needs to hit.
Yeah.
And so whenever like Big Sean or like Future or Nelly came on, it's just like, yeah, you're getting the taps of approval from people that would be a culture maker, but it kind of feels, you feel out of place, and it kind of feels like you were throwing money at a problem.
Yeah. And they feel out of place. Like, the songs feel out of place. They don't shine the way I think that they wanted them to.
Yeah, but the ones that do shine are the EDM songs. So, like, every time she's on an EDM song, I'm like, oh, shit, this... So you are a musician, but you didn't grow up with this at all. And so, like, the things that you did grow up with, you know exactly where to hit. You know exactly where to sing, what pocket to stay in. And I don't know, I'm not a musician.
You're crushing this.
Yeah. But she knew like what pockets to stay in on the EDM stuff. And when you go over to like the rap stuff and like trap stuff, you're like, okay, this, you kind of feel, and I said this earlier to Sequoia, it sounds like she is off beat a little bit. And it sounds like she's clapping on the twos and the fours rather than
it's
the
like
ones
the
and
the
threes.
It's like the end of Us when she's like snapping along to the music
exactly.
in the car.
Yeah. It's just like,
just a
I don't
little.
Know. Like a hair, but of course she's on beat because she's a musician. But
and it's just weird. The lyrics are also just a little off.
Yeah, it's like I am, and I also do have to just fully say this. I am sick of like the rebellious stage of white women being black culture. Like don't do that. And I shouldn't even say I'm tired of it because this was a while ago. But
we're still doing it.
Is it? Yeah, true. But like I shouldn't refer to this like, oh my God, this is so new. But yeah, it's just your whole take on being rebellious and bad is black. And it's like, I don't like how that feels. Yeah. That doesn't feel great.
Yeah. This album has, you know, I think there's a lot of highs with Miley.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of critiques.
Yeah.
And you just, you just nailed it.
Yeah.
Shall we? You want to start with the critiques or start with the highs?
Whatever gets her music in my earballs. Let's
watch Wrecking Ball.
Ugh. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my
God. Close up, white room, piercing blue eyes, red lipstick,
thickest
tear down her
black
cheek.
Black liner.
Beautiful eyes.
Those chiclet teeth.
Her chiclet teeth.
They're big. Yeah,
they are big. I forgot about chiclets. They're good gums.
Yeah. The crazy thing about Miley Cyrus in general, and it's kind of going back to what we were talking about with Olivia Rodrigo's album. She has such a good voice for rock music.
Oh my
God. Perfect.
Her voice
perfect fucking voice for rock
unmatched.
Music. And for you to not just do rock music this your entire career.
No, but that's the thing is people don't want rock from her. They want that mix of like folky
that's
EDM.
That's fair.
Because when she did Painted Hearts or fucking
I love that album.
People hated
Plastic
it.
Hearts.
It was her Plastic Hearts. It was her least favorite.
I loved it.
Yeah. But you can still like have like a raspy voice in folk stuff, which
yeah,
is very
they
very
want
okay.
the folky EDM like
yeah,
Flowers,
she has
which
a
I'm
fucking,
sure we'll talk about.
She has a southern
that
accent.
Was the perfect
there is
lane.
A, okay.
She has a full accent.
Miley, yeah. Unless I like am making this up, Miley sang Metallica with Metallica.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she fucking crushed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, her vocals. There's a video of her on the treadmill doing vocals where she's singing and running like at full pace the whole
that
time.
Fucking Beyonce
and then she's
treatment.
Like talking to the camera too and then just belt out and you're like, oh, this is a singer.
She's such
she
a good singer and I love watching her. I mean, for the last couple of years, she's just been like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to do rock
what
standards.
I want. Yeah.
I'm just going to, when I do concerts, I'm just going to cover the greatest mm-hmm. rock songs ever made.
Right.
And that is like, every generation deserves one.
Yeah.
And that is the lane that she should stay in.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, where you like, you do what you grew up with. And if she wanted to do like rap standards, she probably wouldn't. You know, does that make sense? Like
100%.
Or like R&B standards. She wouldn't go back and like sing R&B standards. That's not what she grew up with.
This was a PR move album.
Oh, yeah.
This was, Miley, we need to shatter the conceptions image. That people have of you.
Yeah.
We need to do something shocking.
Yeah.
We're going to cut your hair.
Yeah.
You're going to cry. Then we're going to see you in your underoos. And you're going to fuck shit up.
Yep. I just want you.
Look at that. Even the way that she's leaning up against a wall. She has a sledgehammer. And it's a little sexual.
A little saucy.
Her eyes are closed as if there's someone going downtown.
Ah.
Then we get this kind of...
Oh, shit. It's the fucking Untitled video. The D'Angelo video. Her being...
Oh, I skipped the chorus. My B. And then we have the iconic shot of her swinging on the wrecking ball. When they knew that they nailed it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They had it.
This is...
The shot.
This is a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, you could wear this. You could reference this. Yeah. Everyone knows what you're talking about.
And there's a way, too, that she's just kind of dead-eyeing the camera as she swings. She looks kind of mean and bored at the same time.
Yeah.
And she's riding just like, wee!
I didn't know that somebody could be natural on a wrecking ball.
And she makes that with a sledgehammer. Which,
yeah.
By the way,
he
I don't care
it.
How clean that sledgehammer was.
It was dirty.
It was gross.
It was dirty.
And she dedicated to herself.
Because you know
to
why?
It.
You don't want metal against teeth. It makes
feels
you go,
bad.
Don't do that.
Oh, it feels, and I bet you it was a dusty room.
This is also such a look because if someone tried to pull this off now, it's already been done. She owned this shit.
Yeah. She's too naked for me. I would say I
okay,
forget.
Dad.
How this affected me, and it's trying so hard to be like, I'm bad. Miley.
I can, okay, so because I know what her personality is now versus what I'm, I was looking at, so like I have like a retroactive perspective on this video.
Oh my God.
It's like, oh, this is just a cool girl.
Yeah. Hey,
that's all I can see because like,
she hit herself in the face, though. I forgot about that.
It's like, oh, this is just a sick person. I forgot what interview she did where they were like critiquing her music, and then she was like, okay, but yeah, who the fuck are you though? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, who are you?
That's rocks.
She also, a lot of people didn't know this, but she paid for herself. She self-funded this whole album's tour.
What do you mean?
Like the label was like, we're not paying for a tour. This isn't going to do well. You're not going to make any money. And she was like, then I'm going to fund the whole thing. I'm going to do it exactly how I want. I don't care if I make any money.
Damn.
That's sick as fuck.
That's cool.
Baller.
She
said, there's no one I would rather invest in than myself.
Oh, she's a cool person, man.
I have friends who went to this tour, and I remember at the time still being like, no, I'm better than that. I don't like Miley. I'm cool. And then seeing them go and being like, oh, I've never fucked up more.
Missed out on that one.
Can we please, for the love of God, watch the We Can't Stop music video?
I think we should.
That's a good video.
You both have already forgotten one of the most, like, biggest moments of this music video, I bet.
Okay. I mean,
you'll see it immediately.
Wrecking Ball is obviously one of the high watermarks of her career, but when I think of bangers as a sound, as a moment, it is We Can't Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And just play it because I want to reminisce on one moment in particular. Boom.
Oh, the beat pills.
Remember the Beats pills. Miley put the beat pill on the map.
You think Miley put it on the rap?
This song brought it into white girls' homes. I wanted the beat pill after this music video. It was in the shape of a pill. It was fucking bright red, and it was loud as shit. And it was wireless. This is 2013.
Oh, yeah, because of the fucking ecstasy era.
Yeah.
That's a smart move.
Yeah. Okay.
It's devious, but pretty smart.
Y'all forgot about the beat pill.
Were the early 2010s the ecstasy era?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was when Molly was...
Uh-huh.
Popping.
Molly, it was like right before that we called it Molly.
I do remember at one point people being like, have you heard of this thing Molly? And I'm like, what is it? It's ecstasy, but good.
Yeah, like the pure.
It was like, whoa. Like,
no, there's no such thing.
Whoa.
Play.
I mean, even this, it's our party, we could do
the
what
grills.
We want.
No.
Yeah,
Miley.
Okay, I'm on Garrick's team. Fuck her.
It's not fuck her. It's just like, don't do it.
Yeah. Someone behind the camera's going, yeah, this is going to work.
I love the Chiron.
Yeah. Mike Will made it. Remember Mike Will?
I mean, he's still doing it.
Yes, you're right. But this is the first time you were like, why does everyone say their tag before it pops?
I mean, this is just, it's so party.
Oh my God. The EOS bomb.
Oh my God.
Is this sponsored?
Yes. Like,
everything is sponsored.
Oh my God. So many images of this music video burned into my brain.
And even her saying Dancing with Molly was like, it was like a wink.
Yeah.
At the time. It was like, wait, Molly.
Yeah.
Her chewing the gum.
It's just staying up all night at your friend's mansion who can't relate. Doing Molly.
Oh my gosh.
Pretending to cut your fingers off.
So much. With the bloody bubblegum hand. And the fucking bears. Her in this 80s spandex, Spanx workout, leggings, jeggings.
This is what I remember from the music video. That creepy fucking white face.
Yeah.
That creepy face. That is the voice of Miley's, of bangers to me.
Yeah.
What is that spirited away looking motherfucker singing Miley Cyrus.
See, is what I think of is her tongue out, red lipstick, cropped pink pixie.
So you just think of her looking like Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, exactly. Nailed it. This is Gwen 2013.
Yeah. It's our party. We could do what we want. And that guy.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wow. Now this, okay, fucking pause it.
Yeah.
Now this is the ultimate Miley. Miley tried to claim twerking. Ugh. And now in this music video, she has alphabet soup.
Yep.
She puts her soup, her spoon into the tomato soup,
yeah.
brings out the letters that spell twerk.
Yeah. It's a bit of cringe only because, but also because this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This was a while ago, and I'll give it a little bit of that energy where, like, I'm seeing, I'm like, why the fuck would you have twerk anywhere and anything? It's like, oh, this is when this it was extremely yeah. popular.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and weirdly, this is the moment when twerking entered the mainstream.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, twerking had been around. Bounce
since
had
I
been
was
around.
Five. Since I, like, from the very yeah. beginning of time.
Big yeah. Frida had been doing it. We have.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that was around our lives, I feel like, in general. And so to see it become popular
with this flat back motherfucker
with no ass at all, I'm just like, what the fuck?
And I want to say, just like semiotically, what we see yeah. in this music video is Miley twerking surrounded by three black women
yeah.
who are, you know, basically there to say, we support.
We yeah. approve this message.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just you never want to just use black people as props, like mm-hmm. ever. This is
now I want to tell you from the perspective of me,
yeah,
white boy, grew up in Westchester, New York. I did not know twerking before this moment.
No,
so Miley
and
did.
I am sorry,
yeah,
because you know that's a pastime.
Then I found out, oh, this is not hers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's how I mean, maybe actually I'm not giving myself enough credit because
yeah.
I had seen Big Frida live before. So right. I knew.
There you go. So you knew about it.
You know what?
You
I'm better.
About, yeah.
You know what?
You
I'm better than you.
You
I'm
knew what
than
it
most
was.
People.
I think that one of the greatest moments of male camaraderie is when you are at a party and or like this is like in high school. You're at a party and you are dancing with a girl
oh, yeah.
and she has more ass than you can handle. And you cannot handle it, and so you just gotta fall back, and then your boys run up behind you and hold you up.
Got you.
The
support.
If you ever see that moment, just know that that man is crying on the inside.
Yeah.
That is huge for
true
us.
True brotherhood.
True brotherhood. It's just like, don't worry, I'm not gonna let you fall behind
you fall.
All this ass, dog.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah,
it's the best.
We've all been knocked over by a booty that we can't
yeah,
handle.
Yes.
And it happens, and
it happens.
You have to hope that your friends are there to catch you. It
happens to the best of us.
What is so weird about Miley
fall.
Being... What did you say?
I said it's our version of a trust fall.
That's funny, Rick.
Can we talk about... I think we need to pull up her infamous MTV Music Award performance where she twerked on Robin Thicke.
Because this was Blurred Lines.
Blurred
that,
Lines, yeah.
That was that his song that she... What
that
was
is
her
Blurred
part
Lines.
I think, was
that?
She just there?
Blurred Lines is Robin Thicke's song.
Yeah,
yes.
But why was she there?
I don't know. I don't actually... Until you said that, I didn't remember that it was during his performance. I just remember that the two of them were on stage together.
She was performing, then she brought him out to do that song.
What is it? What is the title of this?
Because she had the foam finger. Remember?
People were mad about this.
Yeah.
Because
and
they're like, he's an old man, she's a little girl.
People were, conservatives were clutching their pearls.
No, but
day.
Also everyone was mad because they were like, also like, she taken twerking.
He was dressed as a Beetlejuice referee.
2013. Wow.
People fucking went crazy for this song.
What's playing?
Which was, the music video, people went crazy for the song because it was Emily Ratajkowski naked.
Yeah. What?
Do you yes. not know this, Rain?
No.
The music video is literally like full nudity, Emily Ratajkowski just hanging out naked.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Can you fast forward Miley?
Wait.
Okay, skip forward a little bit.
Is this the movie? Is this the Music Awards or is this The Voice?
Okay, go back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
no,
was
it's MTV.
MTV.
Sir? Okay, we just tried to find this clip and we can't. It seems
what?
Like it was scrubbed from YouTube, but we do have a CNN clip.
Which
this
is
was
insane.
The news because I remember this was a
this
huge
was
fucking
everywhere.
Story.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking
for
about
this. For weeks talked about.
So this is CNN. The Chiron on the bottom is Miley just quote can't stop. And we have an image of Robin Thicke on stage in his little referee outfit, as you said.
Beetlejuice.
Looking like a fucking Foot Locker employee. Miley surrounded by teddy bears. Let's watch this.
High teddy bears. They're high.
Breaking her silence, talking about the performance and some of the criticism she has been getting. And she's got quite the spin on it. Let's listen.
I don't pay attention to the negative because I've seen this play out so many times. How many times have we seen this play out in pop music? You know now. You know what's happened. Madonna's done it. Britney's done it. Every VMA performance. Anyone that performs. That's what you're looking for. You're wanting to make history. Me and Robin the whole time said, you know we're about to make history right now. You're thinking about it more than I thought about it when I did it. Like, I didn't even think about it because that's just me.
Can I keep going?
Yeah.
History with that move, the twerk.
Don't
what do
stop.
You think? Let's bring in Kim Seraphin, In Touch Weekly, senior editor for In Touch Weekly.
People were talking about this like it's news.
What do you think?
It was huge news. Because remember, she was like Disney's golden child before that. People tuned in to watch her be Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana.
Yeah, it's so funny that the world was like, look at this salacious dancing. It's like, no, that's just what it is.
She was like, y'all, I don't care. I just go be me now.
Whether you agree with what she did or not, she actually sounds very self-aware. She sounds like she knew exactly what she was doing.
Who could forget the foam finger?
And she is right.
It's crazy hearing them talk about this, too, because they're talking about her twerking on him as if she flashed the audience.
Yeah. Or like, as
if,
absolutely.
As if she killed someone on stage. Like, that this is such an indiscretion.
You know, I think she's saying, you know, I did this. I knew what I was doing.
Oh, it's akin to Madonna kissing.
Which, like, now we look at that and we're like, so? But back then, you have to remember, 2013.
I mean, that was a big moment, and let's not pretend it wasn't.
Yeah, but I'm saying now. It's a catchy tune. I don't think anybody's arguing that. Perspective. We just showed. I'm also, though, glad that she went through that era and came out the other side because I think we had to let her rebel a little bit to get through it that we could get the real version.
Yeah, get the Disney smell off of her.
Exactly. Like, she had to rebound 180 the other way so that eventually she could get tired of touring, tired of listening to labels and do what she wanted to. And then we get something as amazing as Flowers.
I really think that she's released some incredible songs.
She's incredible.
I mean, yeah. I think Flowers is great. I think Plastic.
Most listened to Spotify song of all time, Flowers.
Ooh, Flowers?
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Damn. I mean, I loved Plastic Hearts. I guess I'm in the minority here. I love Malibu.
Malibu.
I like.
And here's the thing. When Endless Summer Vacation dropped, she said, guess what? I'm not going to tour. Because I don't want to. Not because I don't love my fans. Not because I don't want to sing.
Right,
but because
I
don't want to live in locker rooms for the next year of my life.
Yeah.
I'm in a happy relationship. I like staying in now. My party days are over. She literally has a song that's about this entire era. We get a reflective. We get it 10 years later.
Mm.
I used to be crazy. I used to be fun. But I just say that I'm wild and you say that I'm young. Whatever. Like, we got, I feel like, the most authentic version of her now, where we do even still get a little bit of flair, a little bit of funk with Handstand. Like, we get still variety, but it's just her on Endless Summer Vacation.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
She's at her final form Pokemon.
Yeah.
What if I told you, Miley, you never had to do this?
Yes, she did.
Because what if I told you that you were the hardest motherfucker to ever do it from the beginning? Rainey, I want you to bring us back in time to the year 2007.
Oh.
I want you to play the first song off her album, Meet Miley Cyrus, where she looks like a fucking child.
Mm. Why are we
and I
this?
Want you to play See You Again.
Oh, my God.
I think this is one of the best pop songs ever made, and it goes so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Garrick, put your goddamn headphones on.
All right.
Put your goddamn headphones on.
What's going on?
I can't believe there's no music video for this.
It was.
She needs to do like what Taylor Swift did and re-release it all.
Yeah.
Her version.
That opening? The maturity of her voice, the deepness.
She sounds the same.
I know this song.
Never be tamed.
I did. Yeah.
Look at this fucking child.
Garrick is immediately happy.
Yeah.
Now I can't wait to see you again. And you ready for this guitar?
Bow, bow, bow.
This do you song- think she wrote this, or do you think like her?
No!
Okay. Absolutely not. Absolutely
no!
not.
No fucking way.
No,
some fucking 50-year-old named Todd.
Yeah,
for sure.
What'd you do today, honey? Oh, we got a new singer down at the studio. Yeah. This is a real someone named Miley Cyrus.
What album is The Climb on?
That's Party in the USA, right? Or what's it?
No, it's in the movie.
This is the moment now. I just keep looking down. It's
Can't
just
be tamed.
When you ask me what I'm thinking about. This song,
it's
I want to give you guys a tip right here.
Yeah.
If you're throwing a party,
put it on
the playlist.
Another karaoke jam.
You want to bring the fucking house down? Put on early Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be expecting Party in the USA, obviously. No, you zag where they zig.
Yeah.
Put on, I'm talking prepubescent Miley Cyrus. I want the child to bring down the house.
Yeah.
You like The Climb, Garrick?
I like The Climb.
Who didn't learn how to play that,
but I do
though,
like the
first
climb.
Time they got a guitar? That was the first thing I ever learned how to play on the guitar.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then I'd make my dad sit on the couch and listen to me sing it like six times.
Dude.
So after Bangers, Miley, she follows it up with Miley Cyrus and Her Dead Pets, which was a collab album with, why am I, all of a sudden I'm blanking.
Dead Mouse?
Nope. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Fuck. I know his, The Flaming Lips.
Ah.
And she really went pretty hard for a while into no guys I do a lot of acid I swear
yeah
which as someone who loves a good time I'll tell you that sometimes the art that's made there should stay there.
It all came out
and she said nope, first draft is the final draft.
Yep.
Draft is the best draft.
But she came, I think people also gave her shit because after going through her rebellious bad girl phase she's like, actually, I'm going to go back to my roots now.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you just wore this as a mask,
yeah,
as a costume,
yeah,
until you were ready to get back to doing Malibu.
Yeah.
Right.
Which Malibu was my number one played song of like 2017.
Yeah. The album felt like a weird identity crisis.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
she was having a midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. It's like, dog, I get it, but please don't do it with other people's cultures for the love of God.
Yeah, it was worrisome.
Do we want to listen to later Miley or do we want to go stay in Bangers?
I just think there's a lot of good shit on here, right? Like, she knows
this is her most recent album.
Yeah.
She's looking at Miley 10 years later.
Yeah, she's giving us Flowers, which, like I said, most listened to number one song on Spotify. She gives us Jaded, which is got that rock, sort of soft rock sound. We get Used to Be Young, which everyone fucking loved because we were all like, we know what you're talking about, girlfriend.
Yeah.
We know exactly what you're talking about. She gives us a Brandy Carlisle feature on Thousand Miles. Handstand is giving us soft Vogue, spoken, like a little cultural appropriation, but she's giving like the nod to the writers. River, I mean, we've got a Sia feature here, but my favorite is Wonder Woman, which I think is where her vocals shine the most.
I don't know it. Let's play it.
Sad ballady, but like really beautiful. Feels like she wrote it. Feels like it's coming from her heart. I wonder if she did write it. Let's see. Ah, she wrote it after her mom had lost her mom.
Wait, Miley lost her mom?
No, her mom's mom. I smoked weed for the first time with Miley Cyrus' mom a few years ago.
Really?
I did.
Were you not here? Kelsey told us to tell it again. It's a good one. It's just it belongs in this episode.
I was.
Kelsey used to do a Miley impression.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
on
Miley
Vine?
Cyrus. Yes, on Vine. I was like the Miley go-to girly.
Okay.
It's the whole thing.
You're the Miley go-to.
I
and
was.
Then they invited you to her home.
Well, I was pitching a show at her, and her mom was like,
"What was the show?"
At the house. It was a weed show.
Oh,
yeah, it was a weed chef that was opening a weed restaurant in Los Angeles. This was before it became a thing, and he brought some of his product over. We went to her mom's house, and like Noah showed up with one of her boyfriends at the time. We all sat around their patio table and we were talking about it, and I was like, you know, I feel like this is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of moment. Miley Cyrus's mom smoking weed, got Noah Cyrus, everyone's here hanging out. I was like, I feel like I should hit the blunt.
Yeah.
Just show you guys how I used to do it. And I did it, and it was exciting. The end.
That's a great, hey, man.
That's a great, what a, yeah.
But Miley wasn't there.
No.
She was busy.
But isn't this song pretty?
You know she's handsome.
It is pretty. I like it.
And you can really hear her sing, like, she gives us some big, open-throaty notes.
Oh, it's not playing anymore.
Oh.
It is. No. It was just a pause and...
Oh. There it is.
Because there's no denying that nobody else sounds like her.
Yeah, she has a spectacular vocal.
Yeah.
Spectacular voice.
And when she did, like, the Jolene Dolly cover, people were like, oh, shit, bitch, get in that lane.
Yeah.
You know, she has a new cover of Wrecking... Or a new release of Wrecking Ball as a duet with Dolly.
Oh. Right. Shut up.
And they harmonize, and it's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait, can we... I know I mentioned it earlier. Okay, yeah, play Dolly Wrecking Ball.
Oh, I did hear this.
Came out, like, a couple days ago.
Yeah, it's a little unsettling to hear Dolly Parton sing like that, though.
Yeah, that's it. So actually, this is Dolly released it featuring Miley.
That's great.
Which is hilarious.
Now, I want you to imagine Dolly Parton on that wrecking ball. Swinging around to and fro. Give me a skip forward a little bit. They harmonize.
I'm sorry, but that's so funny.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I mean, like, hearing Dolly Parton's, like, sweet staccato, like, proper country voice, like, it just doesn't
sit.
Yeah, it sits weird with me. It sits weird in my bones.
I know I mentioned it earlier, but just for me, I want to hear her sing with Metallica.
And, like, let's also not forget, she's done a lot of good for the world. She's a huge pet advocate. She's a huge, like, pro-weed advocate. She also has an entire Happy Hippie Foundation that helps homeless LGBT youth find housing.
Didn't know any of this.
Yeah, I think she's recognized for having a cool short haircut.
Yeah.
And I think that she's a cool person.
Yeah.
It's just that one era was
yeah, we all kind of wince a little at those.
Yeah, but how old was she when she did that in the first place?
Early 20s and on too much acid.
21, 22?
Yeah. Oh, we all do dumb stuff.
I don't remember my 21st year.
I've said it before. I will say it again. Miley Cyrus, I get that you don't want to go on tour, and that's fine, but can you do one concert for me, please?
At my home.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. She needs to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. And or Coachella.
Weren't we close to getting her for Super Bowl this year?
I believe so. I think it was rumored. They asked her. Did they ask her?
Hey, probably.
Yeah.
I'm dying
but
for
you,
it.
You don't get paid for to the Super Bowl. You go on it to then promote your tour.
Upcoming tour.
So she would have had to tour.
I respect it. I get it. I know you don't like touring. That's awesome. I love that you know yourself. Yeah. But honestly, can you maybe work through it?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Somebody, I forgot what interview she said this in or who was talking about it. But she was like, she just doesn't like who she becomes when she has to tour.
Yeah.
And so she has to, like, mentally force herself into a performance box.
I think
one
just,
show a month.
Yeah,
she's in a good spot. Let her live.
Let her do like a little quiet residency.
She's tie.
Do pull a Billy Joel. One show. Okay, pick your city. What do you want? New York, Madison Square Garden. One show a month. We can do that, Miley.
She could do like sporadic openings, or she can just be like, I'm doing a show over here. Come
just
out.
Just drops it.
Pull up.
Let's hear her sing Metallica. This is with Metallica.
Sick.
They're doing Enter Sandman, right? You went back in time and told me that girl from Disney Channel was going to sing Nothing Else Matters by Metallica with Metallica?
Mm-hmm.
I would never have, ever, ever, ever have believed you.
Giving us alto vibrato
okay,
joy.
Okay, well, go forward because this song builds and she kills it.
Yeah.
It's also giving us, like, that's iconic fashion. Like, we haven't even talked about just, like, her look over the years.
Her voice belongs in 80s music. She was born in the wrong time.
She was.
She knows it too.
And I mean, but this was like the cool thing when like Dua Lipa's album came out and she did like old 80s.
Did disco,
she
yeah.
did disco. And if,
disco's the perfect place Miley belongs.
I think that would be cool. Disco. I think it's that is so and like, yeah. like classic rock. She like if she did like a straight up throwback classic rock album, like akin to like the stuff that she listened to or was exposed to at an early time in her life, she would. I think she would destroy that.
Mm. Well, she did Plastic Hearts, and people were like, "Eh,
really?"
Yeah, people didn't like her as a rocker.
It's fucking great. Okay. Tell me about you said. Let's talk about her fashion moments.
Oh my god.
Good dresser.
Honestly, I would say like her hair too has been so many things. She's given us short, she's given us long, she's given us blonde, she's given us brown. What hasn't she given us? She's given us moppy. She's given us high and tight.
I don't know how to describe different hairstyles, but then every time you name one, I'm like, oh yeah, that one too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And yeah, yep,
like,
that one.
She's been a style icon. She's been a hair icon. She's given us makeup looks. She's given us album covers. She's given us Vogue covers. She's given us Met Gala.
The little
she's
tight with the buns.
Shown up. She's always shown up. She's always understood the assignment. I like her fashion as much as I've liked her music.
Cutting hair for women, I've heard, big deal.
Yeah.
And so Miley said, I'm going to chop it all off and I'm going to make history.
She said bangs for breakfast. Okay. Mullet for lunch.
Okay.
Curly and wet for dinner.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little bit of parted crunch.
All right.
She's given us every hair.
Crunchy.
I'm into the mullets that are coming back right now.
I'm kind of fucking with it,
the
too.
The Australian mullets that people are doing.
With, like, the two sets of bangs.
Yeah.
Zach, you look confused and concerned.
I watched Love Island Australia. I saw a mullet.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, it's just, it's the mullet. It's the pitcher mullet with the glasses, and you look like Danny McBride in Eastbound and Down. Love it.
Should I grow a mullet?
Yes.
Should I grow a mullet?
Yes.
All
right. Everybody that can grow a mullet should do one right now.
No Shave November? You doing it?
I might do Movember. I might just do the mustache and just keep it going.
That's what I meant.
I want you with a mustache.
We're talking about Miley Cyrus.
Is bangers a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty?
You guys go first. I need to hear
I'm
you guys
I'm saying
first.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
It has some of the highest highs of Miley's career, but you cannot divorce it from a socio context.
Yeah.
Okay. Rick.
Yeah. I mean, going back, I'm like, there are, I would say like two songs I like.
That's the other thing is that if, look, we talked about the two singles from it. We did not talk about the rest of the album. There's a reason.
I don't want to give a thing. I'm
giving
like,
it a guilt. Just say it.
No. I'm on the low guilty pleasure of it because I can't deny the cultural moment that it was.
Yes.
And so with that, yeah, I have to.
I'm going to go against all that is good. I am going to have to. But I'm saying it's a full pleasure of it being a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Now it's time
for our pleasures, other things in media that we are enjoying. While we're talking about music, I want to give a music recommendation. I may have talked about this in the past, but it's been so long, who even cares? If you are a music head, there is an app called Music League, and it's basically fantasy football between you and your nerdy music friends. Each week, this is going to sound like a branded post, but it's not. I have a music league that I am in with friends. And so actually, frankly, most of them I don't know in real life. We've become friends through this. And each week there's a prompt. So songs about time.
Uh-huh.
And then you try and come up with the best, most clever, most interesting songs that you can think of.
Okay.
So time. You can do One More Time by Daft Punk or Dog Days.
A Moment Apart, Odessa.
There you go. Or A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson.
Clocks. Does that count?
Dog Days Are Over, Clocks by Coldplay, right? Now, I'm going to pick what I think are the two best. I submit them. It generates a randomized playlist, spits it out, and you get a playlist every week.
Ooh.
And then you and your friends have points. and you dole out like I think this is, and so then you're like voting, and like then you downvote the songs you think are shitty, and there's a leaderboard, and it's fun.
That's cool.
That does sound fun.
It's sick. Music League. It's a great, great little activity for you and your friends. I spend way too much time agonizing over my selections.
Of course you do. I would like to recommend The Creative Act. It is a meditative manifesto about what it really means to be an artiste.
By the Young King.
That is correct. It is Rick Rubin, and you're seeing everybody carry it all over.
Why did you say it like that?
I mean, saying Rick Rubin like that sounds fun.
Rick Rubin. And you're seeing everyone carry it all over Los Angeles right now. I finally gave in and said, what's this all about? I really like it. Every page. Whew. A new banger.
It's good.
Speaking of bangers.
Okay.
Yeah, I would actually get the hard copy because it's also a really beautiful
book. Can I borrow your copy?
No, I'm keeping it and writing in it and making it a shelf coffee table book. You can come over and read it.
But you won't let me borrow it?
Nope.
Okay. You know what? Game, respect, game.
Books are my thing. You know that.
Okay. I just didn't know I wasn't allowed to borrow it.
And not my special ones.
Wow.
It's heavy and it's thick.
I do like writing in books. I find that I like underlining.
I like dog earing too. Come at me.
I don't mind a dog ear, but I think marking up a book as like underlining passages, it helps you remember them and it makes you go like, this is good. And then years later you pick up the book and you like flip through and you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember. I'm smart. We had opposite reads of that.
Rick, hit me.
This is like, gonna come off as like just dumb or like late to the party, but I like the artist Yeet. He's a he's on Drake's newest album.
Okay.
I feel so old coming to this young man so late in the game. But yeah, no, I'm a big fan of his like very, very heavy trap style. And then it's very like Travis Scott inspired, very Young Thug inspired. And it's cool. And then also his producer, Benny X, I believe I'm saying that correctly, who has produced most of Drake's last album and then produced a lot for Travis Scott, is also extremely talented because a huge portion of Yeet's sound comes from Benny X. And I think that it is sensational and weird. And
love.
Fun.
Hell yeah. Well, join us next week when we'll be talking about something.
Hey.
I'm at Corn Diddy and all the things.
I'm Kelsey Darrow and all the things.
I'm Gary Bernard and all the things.
And until next time, I never...
I came in like a... Come on.
I never meant to start a war.
Okay, that's fine.
I just wanted to let you in.
That's good.